Dear friends, around the world, the beautifully colorful sight of the rainbow appears in the clouds. It has three primary colors, red, yellow, and blue, along with the four secondary colors, orange, green, indigo, and violet. Its blended colors majestically shine in the sky. These seven colors connect together radiantly to give the rainbow its awesome appearance. The Bible speaks of the rainbow as a very special divine sign of humanity's survival. Before the universal flood, humanity was about to totally self-destruct. Scriptures tell us of a very vital and gracious divine promise. The Lord's intention for the human race has always been blessing and deliverance. The divine plan for preserving mankind, God's very special creature, was reasserted. So the gracious Creator preserved a human remnant of eight souls. We read in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, God said to Noah, "Go out from the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird. Everything that moves on the earth went out by families from the ark." Friends, Noah heartily appreciated God's goodness to him and to his family. He clearly had reason to believe that he owed his own existence to God's merciful forgiveness and almighty saving grace. He also recognized afresh that the Almighty is both the source of human life and the provider of all that is needed for survival and sustenance. He expressed his gratitude in a very meaningful act of worship. This reflected awareness that he and all of humanity need divine forgiveness and remission of sin. We read, "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Noah's symbolic sacrifice was not a mere human religious ritual. Rather, it expressed genuine faith and continued dependence on divine mercy. The Lord's reaction confirmed that. We read, "The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma." Friends, Almighty God was pleased with Noah's offering, yet Noah and all the remnant of humanity now restarted through his three sons are still descendants of sinful Adam, the father of the corrupted human race. Scriptures go on to add that the Lord said in his heart, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth." In other words, the very heart of human beings remains corrupt and in rebellion against their holy Creator. Genesis 6 says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." As such, we all remain deserving of divine judgment. Yet the Lord mercifully continues to preserve our humanity. The Bible tells us that the Lord said, "Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done." Friends, we read in the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis that God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Amazingly, This is followed by a remarkable divine announcement pointing to a merciful new beginning for the sinful human race. Indeed, the gracious Creator didn't give up on humanity. Man remains the Creator's very special and dear creature. Noah and his three sons were delivered from the universal flood which covered the whole earth, along with representatives of the animal world. God addressed them, saying, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you." Friends, clearly the Bible speaks here of a wonderful divine promise. It is a promise for preserving human life and all that sustains it on earth. It is confirmed by the very special sign of the rainbow. We read, "And God said, 'This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that's between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." Friends, the beautiful sign of the rainbow reflects two facts. It points, on the one hand, to the Lord's nature of goodness and faithfulness to His promises. On the other hand, it reminds us of His intention and determination to carry out His saving redemptive plan, restoring Noah and all believers to their intended divine image and likeness. The Lord's mercy was manifested again at the Tower of Babel. Another time, humanity followed a course of rebellion against the Creator and was about to totally self-destruct. We read in Genesis 11, "Then they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves.'" Friends, here we see again our proudful, sinful human nature. We all inherit this from our rebellious first parents. At the Tower of Babel, man's primitive new technological invention of baked bricks was used to pridefully reject and challenge the Creator's authority. This continues to be the case with humanity today. The sign of the rainbow itself is being abused. Its beautifully divine saving meaning is twisted. It is now being used to challenge the Creator's good design for humanity. The distortion and corruption of the divine image continues to cause humanity to self-destruct. Human thinking and imagination are guided by destructive self-centeredness, greed, and lust. Even technological advances are being used to make devastating instruments of war and produce deadly bacteria and viruses. Humanity again seems to be on a mission of self-destruction. Yet, friends, instead of being a sign of depraved human destruction, the sign of rainbow remains a sign of divine salvation. God's plan for preserving humanity will not fail. His wonderful redemptive and recreating initiative was embodied and fulfilled in Christ, the new Adam. In His incarnation, sinless earthly life and ministry, in His death, and in his resurrection, glorification, and enthronement. He exercises his full authority over all happenings in heaven and on earth to complete the gathering of the new humanity, his redeemed people. They are gathered by the power of his word and spirit from all families of the earth. Hallelujah.